This podcast is sponsored by the book, A Mostly Magnificent Memoir, by Beau Bennett, a hilarious, heartfelt glimpse into growing up in the 80s. Grab your copy at thestoryofbeau.com.
The lasting impact of 1980s action figures on pop culture. Explore how 1980s action figures influenced imagination, fashion, and storytelling during a vibrant decade of pop culture and iconic entertainment. The enduring charm of 1980s action figures, more than just plastic soldiers. All right, picture this. It's the 1980s, the era of neon leg warmers, big hair, and electric guitars shredding on MTV. But beyond the iconic 80s music and those unforgettable 80s TV shows, there was an army quietly gathering in cardboard boxes on nearly every kid's bedroom floor. Yep, I'm talking about 1980s action figures. And man, these weren't just toys. They were little pieces of magic that helped shape a generation. Let's be honest. Action figures back then weren't just plastic dudes with a handful of moving parts. They were passports to fantastic, imaginative worlds. You had G.I. Joe commanding secret missions, Transformers switching from cars to robots faster than you could say, Autobots roll out, and He-Man smashing Skeletor like it was his full-time job. Each figure carried personality, stories, and sometimes, weird little accessories that made you go, wait, why'd this guy need a tiny comb with his battle axe? What's fascinating is how these figures weren't just toys, but cultural icons. They came alongside some of the best 80s movies and TV shows. Think about the influence of Star Wars figures tied to the films, or how Masters of the Universe jumped from cartoons to comic books. The whole ecosystem created a feedback loop of storytelling and marketing genius. It's no wonder kids felt like mini commanders of their own universes. And speaking of universes, the aesthetic of these figures heavily reflected the funky vibe of the times. The exaggerated muscles, spandex outfits, and wild hairstyles? They matched what you'd see on the streets or on the hottest 80s celebrities gracing magazine covers. Honestly, action figures were like miniature fashion icons, durable and ready for battle, or just an intense game of living room capture the flag. But beyond the cool factor in battles, action figures taught lessons about storytelling, collection, and even friendship. Remember trading those rare figures at school or pooling resources to buy the latest release? It was a social experience that touched on the bigger themes of belonging and identity, especially for kids growing up in a rapidly changing world. Now, if you've ever wondered what life was really like for a kid living through this amazing time, you should check out A Mostly Magnificent Memoir. It's a fun and heartwarming story of a kid from a small town growing up in the 1980s, filled with just the right dose of nostalgia and charm. Perfect for anyone who wants a glimpse into the joys, dramas, and unforgettable moments that made the decade so magnificent. So next time you find one of those old action figures stashed away in the attic or at a garage sale, remember, those little plastic warriors shaped the imaginations of millions. They weren't just toys. They were companions, idols, and sparks for creativity. And honestly, they're still pretty cool to look at, even if the hair is a bit dust-covered. In short, 1980s action figures hold a funky, sticky place in the hearts of anyone who grew up in the era, bridging fantasy, fashion, and pop culture in a way that only the 80s could. Who needs a time machine when you've got those tiny plastic heroes to remind you of the good old days?